welcome to The Morning Mix. It's Friday, December 1st. The Morning Mix presents local live music and events in the Wasatch Back. This is Christy Dilloway, and I'm joined this morning by Ryan Walsh, my guest co-host, while JW is on assignment, as we say. Welcome, Ryan.
Christy, thank you so much for having me back as a guest host. I'm so glad that you and I get to host this together for the first time.
No, we did one other time. And I sat on the other side of the table, and it was, I don't know, early summer, I believe.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're no longer a rookie. You're not a newbie. So we're expecting great things of you, Ryan.
No mess-ups today.
Can you run through the show today?
I'd be delighted to. Today we are joined by a band called Troubadour 77, or people from the band Troubadour 77 who are having a record release party, CD release party tonight. And we're going to talk also with Hillary Ryder, who produces a Santa pub crawl. We're going to talk with comedian Frankie Paul, who's appearing at the Egyptian Theater. And, of course, we'll kind of tickle in there some weather events and some music and some fun banter.
As always, on The Morning Mix. We'll be right back after these messages.
We've all seen fail videos online. But you don't see what happens after they get hurt. When many people get addicted to prescription opioid pain pills, opioid dependence can occur in just 7 days. And safer pain relievers such as Tylenol and ibuprofen can often be more effective. Don't add addiction to injury. Ask your doctor about alternatives and opt out of opioids.
Valley Behavioral Health is a nonprofit organization supporting KPCW.
Hey, have you been to the Swanner Eco Center? Do you know they have a climbing wall?
I love the Saturday morning snowshoe tours and learning about the wetlands. The exhibits are cool too.
Do you know you can go to the top of the observation tower to look for wildlife?
Connect to nature at Swanner Eco Center, located in the New Park Town Center.
Visit SwannerEcoCenter.org for more information. Thanks to all our supporters. Swanner is a nonprofit organization and a supporter of KPCW.
All right, welcome back to The Morning Mix here on KPCW. We are joined in studio by our live musical guests today, Troubadour 77, and we have with us Monty Powell and Anna Wilson from Troubadour 77. Thank you guys for joining us today.
So glad to be here.
Yeah. And you guys are a Utah-based band with a CD release party coming up tonight, but you are not a new band. You guys are seasoned pros. Tell us a little bit about your current phase of the long journey that you've been on.
Well, I've been in the music business with my wife, Anna, for 25 years, and we spent most of that in Nashville working in the country music industry, writing songs and producing records for a lot of the big acts there, Keith Urban, Brooks and Dunn, Lady Antebellum, written a bunch of number one hits on the radio, and we decided that our midlife crisis was going to be a new band, so we started Troubadour 77.
So now you are here, you're a Utah-based band, and tonight is your CD release party. So we would like to get from you a sample of what we might hear when we go to OP Rockwell tonight.
Awesome. Well, this is actually a song that's, I guess, the moniker of our band. This is called Troubadour, appropriately titled. Take 'em back.
That's Anna Wilson and Monty Powell, two of the musicians in Troubadour 77. They are doing their CD release party tonight at OP Rockwell, 8 o'clock. Tickets online are at the door. I know you for a long time as musicians and in the area, although you have these deep Nashville roots. If you could tie in for the listeners a little bit of how you're connected to Utah and how we have this pleasure of having you guys locally, I'm using air quotes. And also, let's start with that.
We've actually had a second home here for about 11 years because we're big skiers. And so we kind of came out here because of that and then fell in love with the area and just decided to make Utah home. So it really started with our love of the outdoors and skiing in the mountains and was just sort of a vacation spot, and now it's permanent.
And then the idea for this iteration of your musical career, this band, this format that you're doing, mm-hmm. I've heard you say, and I've read, there's been a lot of media lately, thank you, about this love of going back to that music of the late 70s. And I know you quoted bands that were in that, the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt. And it's funny, when my son was really little, like when they're so little and you're not sure what they're talking about, and kind of kept saying something like, it's so easy, kind of singing it.
I'm trying
to figure out what the heck he's talking about. Turns out there was a Walkman in the back of his dad's car with Linda Ronstadt's greatest hits, and he was like 3 and singing It's So Easy to Fall in Love.
So I think
there is something to that musical genre. It was sing-along. It was, you know, you could belt it out to your hairbrush in your bedroom.
Well, that's exactly how I started. I was 5 years old in 1977, which is sort of the other half of the name of our band. It was such a watershed year in music, but in 1977 is when I realized I wanted to be a singer, and I was singing in my hairbrush to Linda Ronstadt. So I guess all little girls,
it's universal,
like to do that. Oh, so Ryan, when your kids get older and they're in their room with the door locked and you're like, what are you doing in there? They're just singing into their hairbrush.
No, my children sing all over the house.
It's nice when it's a song you can tolerate. As opposed to some of that other little children thing, you're like, oh my God, get it out of my head.
Thank you to the Frozen soundtrack.
No doubt.
Well, we're going to take a quick break for Underwriters, but we will be back with Anna Wilson and Monty Powell of Troubadour 77. Stay with us.
G'day, this is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
We're back at the Morning Mix. Going to run through your weather as you make your plans for the weekend. Today is going to be partly sunny with a high near 47. Whew, it's balmy. Light and variable winds becoming west-southwest around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 27. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Slight winds, 10 to 16 miles per hour. Increasing clouds as we get towards the evening tomorrow, low around 32. Sunday, a chance of rain and snow before 11. Maybe it's going to happen, and then snow is likely. Cloudy with a high near 43, southwest winds 11 to 16 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. That's some pretty good odds in this area. When they say 10, 20, I kind of, whatever. But 70 sounds good. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Sounds like it's going to be dumping Sunday night. Snow likely, cloudy. And we'll see what happens after that. But let's hope for some snow and some good cold nights for snowmaking potential. Ryan, what do we have going on this weekend?
This is a very cool weekend here in Park City and in the area. Today, the Park City Film Series is showing Loving Vincent this weekend with screenings at the Jim Santee Auditorium at 8 p.m. tonight and Saturday and at 6 p.m. on Sunday. So 8 p.m. tonight and Saturday and 6 p.m. on Sunday. The Park City Holiday Bazaar is happening this weekend at the Park City Marriott. This is an opportunity for you to find unique and creative gifts for the holiday season. Bazaar hours are Friday 5 to 9 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Egyptian Theater presents stand-up comedy tonight and tomorrow night with comedians Frankie Paul and Debbie Praver. They're each doing a 45-minute set. The show starts at 8 p.m., and Frankie will be our third guest today.
Dusty Boxcars are at PC Brewery at 5 p.m., and they play again at DeJoria Center in Camas at 7. Shannon Runyon is at Silvermine Tap Room at Whole Foods. Metal Dogs are at The Cabin and Troubadour 77 tonight at OP Rockwell. That's an 8 p.m. start.
8 p.m. start. Don't delay. Tomorrow, I wanted to note this because it freaked me out for several years when I lived right along 224. Shop with a Cop will be parading down Highway 224 in the morning with the sirens blaring. They go in single file down that highway, so it does stop traffic. They take hundreds of kids to Shop with a Cop escort at the annual event at Walmart. Don't be alarmed, and as I have been.
I always am taken by surprise, so I'm glad that I know in advance now. Tomorrow is opening day at Deer Valley.
Woohoo!
That's right. All we need is that 1 to 2 inches of precip to come earlier.
Yes, and it is to note that they are not hosting the Celebrity Ski Classic this year.
So that you can ski all down the Silver Lode lift.
Is that a Deer Valley lift?
That's where they usually set up the races.
I'm a snowboarder, people. I'm not on the mountain. I just haven't been at Deer Valley.
Silver Strike.
I haven't legally been at Deer Valley. You know when you hike early in the season?
Or late.
Yeah, there you go. Ballet West Academy presents Park City Nutcracker at the Eccles Theater. This is tomorrow. The abbreviated rendition of the classic holiday ballet will be performed at 2 and at 5:30 p.m.
Shepherd of the Mountains Lutheran Church presents a Christmas concert in the mountains. It's free and it starts at 3 p.m.
Also around that same time is a free concert at the base of Park City Mountain Resort with Carl Denson's Tiny Universe. This show is the first big opera event of the season. Event of the season.
And it's part of Vail's push for, they're calling it First
30. I like that. Market the first 30. Everyone throws it all at the end.
Well, they say
they are clever people.
Well, and they're also entertaining us early in the season.
I like it.
It's pretty rad. 4 p.m., Park City Library and the Film Series are hosting a free screening of The Jungle Book at 4 in the Jim Santee Auditorium as part of their Books to Movies series.
Park City Nursery is hosting a live manger scene with real donkeys, a camel, sheep, and calves among the Christmas trees from 3 to 7. Got to go check that out.
And there's no
admission.
A camel
is worth going to see no matter where it is.
Well, it's like that dude who has the family has a place near the Home Depot.
Yeah.
With their crazy
zebra
pets.
And
yeah.
Other things.
Branded PC hosts its opening night party with over 40 local artisan brands, showcasing their products for sale and demonstration and telling their stories of entrepreneurship. It's at the Kimball Arts Center and running through next week, December 4th through 10th.
And the annual Park City Santa Pub Crawl takes over Main Street tomorrow night, cruising the clubs and pubs in Santa attire or accoutrement, you know, something that goes with Santa. Santa's helper, elf, Christmas trees, a wrapped present, you know, use your imagination. Starts from the bottom, goes to the top, ends at OP Rockwell with music and dancing to Rage Against the Supremes. They ask for a $10 donation or a new toy.
And Christy, I know you've been waiting all year for this. Bone Thugs and Harmony are coming to Park City Live, and Rick Gerber and the Nightcaps are at the Cabin. It'd be, I think that the pub crawl should probably walk in en masse to the Bone Thugs and Harmony event.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah. Like, I think they wouldn't know how to...
Because it's just a different costuming. Really, right. You know, right. We wear the costume of what we're going to, whether that's funky or thuggy or Santa-y.
What if Bone Thugs and Harmony dresses up in their Santa attire?
Oh,
We got to call someone.
Oh, I'm going to call Dustin and give that suggestion. Awesome. In the Heber Valley this weekend, this is one of my favorites. The Children Justice Center will hold their annual gingerbread house display and silent auction. It's free to go see it. We used to go every year, and it's unbelievable what people do with gingerbread. There's like a fireplace with a little fire glowing and Santa moving and hanging the lights on the tree inside the gingerbread house. I mean, it's incredible.
It's a fundraiser.
It's great for the kids.
I was anticipating that this was like a life-size gingerbread house that was being built.
No, they do that at the Montage. But this is like last time I went, it was in that horse arena or their big facility. Mm-hmm. And there's hundreds of them, and you can silent auction bid on them. It's a fundraiser for the Children's Justice Center. And it's magical. And from there, you can then go further into Midway and go to the Interfaith Creche Exhibit, which takes you around the world of cultures and crafted holiday creche displays. Also amazing.
Creche is a gingerbread house?
Creche is the religious gingerbread house. It's the manger. and all the figures.
Oh, okay. Nativity-ish.
And nativity. There you go. They're from all over the world. They're all sizes, all materials. It's a great thing to go see. So that's also in Midway. That's at the Midway Community Center.
The Tippinogus Valley Theater presents The Great Christmas Adventure, which they describe as a 360-degree immersive holiday experience. It's running Monday through Fridays from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 to 7. And Christy, final note on activities or events this weekend, Super Moon on Sunday.
What does that mean to us?
Well, it's a full moon, but the moon's orbit around the Earth is not perfectly spherical. It's elliptical. So sometimes the Earth is Earth and the moon are closer together. Sometimes they're further. Apogee and perigee. I mean, this is a different show. It's Science Friday. But the supermoon is a full moon when the moon is at its closest point in its orbit to the Earth.
So I feel like once upon a time that was a big deal, and they'd say, it's a supermoon.
Right.
And now I feel like maybe we just discovered that science, and we seem to have a lot of supermoons. I'm not going to denigrate the value of the supermoon you brought up. I love it.
It seemed like the last time supermoon was in the news, it was like the only supermoon we'll see in our lifetime.
Right.
But I think we've reached peak supermoon.
Oh, we're in a period of many supermoons?
Well, no, I think that the zeitgeist has sort of shifted on to something else.
You do now like it's that word. You
now
try
it's hashtag
to find a way
to
work zeitgeist in. It's a hard thing to do. Hey, is Hillary here?
I'm a radio man. That's what I do.
Is Hillary here?
I don't know. Hold on.
Check it out while I talk to Anna Wilson and Monty Powell just across the studio from me. They are our in-studio live musical guests, and we keep them here captive throughout the show. So they have to listen to this kind of banter, as do you. Welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Good to be back.
There was so much I wanted to chime in and say during that piece. And gosh.
We saved that for the Green Room series where we post that online, you know, where people can come back and be like, oh, what happens after the show?
I'm like, there's so much going on in Park City this weekend. I'm just exhausted hearing you guys talk about it.
I know. You know,
it's amazing.
I go to like 3 or 4 websites to collate all of such, and it's funny because people will
say,
like, what's happening? And I'm like, I know, because I wrote all the weekend events out, so I do know.
But you guys did a very good job laying it all out.
Great. Hey, you know what? In the spirit of the season, I want to hear a Christmas tune, and I brought in my favorite Christmas CD.
Oh.
And I'll see if you guys know this one. It's called Yule Swing.
Christmas time, Yule Swing, it's a song that's yours and mine. Forget caroling, everybody dance and sing. Feel the spirit that it brings. 'Tis the season's finest fling. When the boys and the band play it loud, they'll blow the blues right. Guarantee you swing. the trombone slides some Christmas cheer right off of the bandstand. The sax pulls notes from Santa's hat. Little drummer boy goes rat-tat-tat. Piano notes are falling, light as snowflakes from his hands. Guitar man plays a blue note, but it doesn't make you sad. A singer scats a melody, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. You swing, it's the sound of Christmas time. You swing, it's a song that's yours and mine.
Doesn't that make you just want to get up and do the swing with your arms? That's one of my favorite Christmas tunes. That was from Anna Wilson's solo CD, Yule Swing. Of course, Monty Powell's on that CD. But we have Anna and Monty in studio because they're releasing their album, Selma Avenue, or their CD release party is tonight at OP Rockwell. Selma Avenue is their release as their new band iteration, Troubadour 77. We're going to get back to them, but right now we have in studio Frankie Paul. He's a stand-up comedian who is performing tonight and tomorrow night at Egyptian Theater. Welcome, Frankie.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time.
Now, Frankie, you're appearing at the Egyptian, right?
And yes, I
am. I know you have a tight five on Egyptians. So don't use
try not to use that.
Don't use that on the radio. Save that for the stage.
Put all my mummy material away.
I didn't know what the tight five was.
Oh, that's a comedian inside joke. A tight five
tight
is what
five
you,
minutes.
Yeah, that's your best five.
Right, we're minute. On the radio. There's more than just the two of you in the inside
out.
Joke. Maybe lots of other comedian folk got that. But Frankie's from Florida, and he says he has a unique knack for talking about typically unnoticeable situations and placing them to new levels of hysterics, from fishing, scuba diving, and female bodybuilders to marriage kits and how we choose the animals we eat. I thought that was an interesting set of things to include in your bio until you say you're from Florida, and then the fishing, scuba diving, and the
all
female bodybuilders made
sense.
So much more sense. That is your world.
They're very intimidating bodybuilders. They are, especially female bodybuilders. I just couldn't have dinner with a lady that has the body I've always wanted. So it's intimidating. There's a lot of good sports down there. I mean, up here it's all snow, skiing, and sledding and all that, which I'm hoping to become a part of.
You're likely gonna pick up a bunch of ski and snowboarding material.
I would imagine.
Then you go back to Florida, and are they gonna get it back there?
No, they might. If I go to a place where someone travels, I mean, I've only been skiing one time, so I'm barely past the pizza slice thing. I've taken the class with the kids,
Remember, it's pizza and French fries.
That's
when you straighten your skis out. It's French fries.
And when you try to stop, right. That's pizza slices.
I don't know why.
Updated. It's been updated.
No, this was always pizza. Yeah, the slice is always pizza. Yeah, it looks like a slice. I was wondering, though, when comedians travel and tour all over and maybe tour the world as well, how do you adapt to your very regional audience that's night? You've got to get into their understanding and their mojo.
Right. That's why a lot of my material works all over the place, because it's something that, you know, I talk about things that everybody's been a part of. I don't just talk about the tropical climate of Florida and all that stuff. And I do the kind of material where you'll get a really strong laugh, and then when the laughter dies down, there's always one person somewhere that goes, "That's so true." It's that kind of thing where I just didn't see it that way.
I don't know that they're even trying to respond that back to you.
No,
but it just wells up in someone like, "Oh my God."
They're usually looking at their spouse or their friends. That's so true. That's happened to me.
But then you're the guy alone up there on stage looking back at them. Do you know not to communicate? You don't continue that conversation, or you let that
roll right by. It's almost
like you're so aware of it, right?
For me. Oh, yeah. I'm aware of everything that's going on.
Suddenly, audience of one.
Exactly. Right. The comedians think about three things when they're on stage: what they just said, what they're going to say, and what they're saying now. Those are the three things going through your head the entire time you're on stage.
Oh, I actually had a question about that. I'm curious to know how rehearsed or how prepared your material is versus sort of having a little bit of room for ex-temp.
I keep room for that, and especially if the crowd brings up a comment or something, I don't mind doing some improvisational work with the crowd if it's working, but I generally have a show where I talk about my material as opposed to, "Hey, what do you do for a living?" I don't really go that route.
who's here from out of town?
Yeah, what's your name, sir? Your wife buy you that shirt? I don't do that stuff.
I will say, as a person who sees a lot of entertainment, and I've lived here 26, 27 years.
Wow.
No, that just seems like I couldn't figure out anywhere else to go. I would appreciate if people didn't bring up the altitude while they're performing. I know, it's high altitude.
Oh, yeah, I never even thought of that.
That's my own, because I think that is the person.
I figured it was asthma.
Wait till you get 5 minutes into your set and you can't breathe.
I can't breathe anymore.
Bending over at the waist.
Maybe that's why they bring it up as a way to get a moment.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is.
Possibly.
Like, I just need a moment here to breathe.
That could be, yeah.
Well, Egyptian theater puts little oxygen, they're like Banaka shooters, you know, it's like
no kidding.
Yeah, they put it backstage, so take advantage.
That'll be a whole new experience.
Right.
I'll be like a little novice football player on the sideline. I don't get a whole mask, I just get a little
right. Generally, people do it backstage, but the Indian from Village People, he was doing it on stage. And I was like, I've never seen someone take the oxygen.
And I tend to run around on stage. I don't really just stand by the mic. I move a lot.
As much as the Indian from Village People?
Yeah, maybe not quite
as much. Set.
My arms don't fly up that much. But yeah.
My headdress
is a lot lighter.
I was going to say, that's your best gag is when you come out for the second set in your garb.
Yeah, exactly.
from your Village People days.
Who wants some YMCA? Here we go.
Everybody wants some YMCA.
Everybody.
It's a hit. What are you on a long tour, or do you kind of shoot out and back?
I try I'm usually on the road 2 to 3 weeks a month, sometimes less than that. If I do something that long, I'll book something more locally.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be home with the wife. You know, there's no sense being married if I'm on the road all the time.
Fair enough. And then are you with the same comedians when you go on the road?
No, it's always someone different.
Interesting.
Always someone. A lot of celebrities will have a permanent opening act.
Oh, okay.
Because they want to know exactly what their opening act's going to do. And they want an opening act that's going to set them up perfectly. And that makes good sense. But I'm not at that genre yet where I can just go, I'm taking this one because it's not, he or she's not funny and it'll make me look so good.
Right.
But yeah, it's always new people every week. And if I find somebody's opening for me that I think is doing a great job, I'll try to help them as much as I can, because I got a lot of help when I started 27 years ago.
Wow.
Well, Egyptian Theater's format is they do two headliners and you rotate who starts which night. So do you know, are you opening tonight or tomorrow? Do you know
I
that?
I don't know which. We're doing the same length of time.
Right. So you do two 45-minute sets, and either you or...
And Debbie.
Debbie Pavel will open and then alternate. So
right.
They do sell beer. That's nice. There's no drink minimum. Tell me quick for the listeners, is your comedy, what age range are we approving it for?
Well, I'm kind of getting a little older now. So my perfect age range would probably be 35 to 65.
I meant it more like, could somebody bring their 15-year-old child? Because they recommend it for 18 and up, because you never know what comedians will say.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly adult, but I do a lot of innuendos. I don't do a lot of in-your-face graphic words and things like that. I can take people there while the kids are kind of going, what is he talking about? And the parents are going, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you that
but
later.
You'll employ the potty mouth once in a while, won't you?
Once in a while. Yeah. I mean, it's almost harder to be really dirty than it is to be really clean.
Yeah.
But then, you know, and everybody has their own opinion of what's clean and what's not.
So sure.
It's really, really a relative form. But, you know, I do a lot of 55 and over communities in Florida. They're going up like crazy and they're starving for entertainment. And, you know, the people that are getting older now are different than the World War II people that were so conservative about everything. Now the people that are aging are the people that went to Woodstock. So they're more open. They can take different types of material without feeling like, oh, I shouldn't be here.
Well, so that's tonight and tomorrow night at Egyptian Theater. You can get tickets at parkcityshows.com. I think it's $15 tonight, $19 tomorrow night.
It's going to be a blast.
And yeah, go check it out. Frankie Paul, thank you so much for joining us
in
studio.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to kick it back over to Anna. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to take this call from Hillary Ryder. Hillary, do we have you online?
You've got me. Good morning.
Hillary, this is Ryan, co-host of the day for Morning Mix. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Ryan. How are you? I apologize for the mix-up.
Oh, no worries. That's why we call it the Morning Mix. We keep it lively here. So you are hosting...
I just want to keep you on your toes.
Amen. So you're hosting or producing the Santa Pub Crawl, and this is tomorrow night, is that right?
It is tomorrow night. It comes up so fast every year.
I know.
Let me also add, this will be the warmest pub crawl we have ever had.
This is, I don't want to be too facetious, but sometimes the costumes have gotten, revealing.
Skimpy.
Skimpy. And that they can have some chilly participants from time to time. This year might have a little bit of luck on your side there.
Yeah, I'm actually quite excited because I'm one of those people that is, you know, freezing my butt off going up and down Main Street. So I was ecstatic to hear Christy's weather forecast.
Hey, Hillary, take us through how people join, where they find the crawl, what they need to bring to participate.
Sure, I will fill you in on everything. So we are not hard to find, as we have grown immensely in numbers over the years. There's several hundred people that turn out. I think we were close to 1,000 last year. And the festivities all begin at Butcher's because we feel it is important to fuel up before imbibing, responsibly, of course.
Fuel with food, not fuel with beverage? Fuel with food.
Absolutely fuel with beverage at Butcher's. They have a lovely bar there, but they also have wonderful food that will help provide some absorption for the drinking that's to come throughout the night.
Do you call and say table for 1,000?
Yes. No, the beauty of the pub crawl is people can join whenever they want along the way. So we're never really 1,000 people in each venue, although we do pack each venue. But, you know, people kind of spread out throughout Main Street. So basically, we just encourage everyone to come in whatever type of holiday-themed costume they find appropriate or fun to wear. I'm a reindeer most years. But we've seen everything from giant snowmen to menorahs to Christmas trees, really presents. Santa Claus, Santa's little helpers, we've seen it all, and then some. So people do use this as an opportunity to showcase their creative abilities.
As if Halloween wasn't enough for me, now I get a new theme.
It's way more fun than Halloween, too, because this is all about adult revelry, and there's no children involved. And no candy.
Okay, so you start at Butcher's, and then you start hitting the pubs and clubs on the way up the street.
Yep, so 6 o'clock at Butcher's, and then 7 o'clock at the Cabin. They have this DJ, Lux, DJing, and she's absolutely one of my favorite DJs in town. And it's convenient because it's basically right, you know, behind Butcher's. And then from there, we head to downstairs where they will also have a DJ, and they'll be collecting unwrapped toy donations, which has become a really integral component of the pub crawl. In the past couple of years, we've collected hundreds of toys. And in fact, there were so many last year that they're now... the Christian Center basically devotes an entire floor to toys, and they invite families to come shop for the toys that they want instead of being given random toys that may not meet their kids' interests.
Yeah, we've heard about that on the morning news. I like that format.
Yes, I think it's wonderful. It just makes it so much more special for the children. So I guess earlier I said there's no kids involved, but yes, this part does involve kids, and we're happy to include them in the charitable component of all of this. So please, we encourage everybody this year to bring an unwrapped toy to downstairs. And even if you can't make the pub crawl, they have a drop box there. Oh, sorry, there are my dogs. it wouldn't be a Park City interview without dogs barking in the background.
Of course right. not. Of course not.
So we do encourage people to drop a toy off at Downstairs or Flanagan's. They both have boxes that people can drop toys into. And then Downstairs is a super fun venue because we completely take it over at 8 o'clock. It's an early hour for that venue. And so it's just packed wall to wall with pub crawlers, and it's super fun. And then from there, it's a bit of a free-for-all. You can hit No Name or Flanagan's or the Spur, and the Spur is going to have live music that night. And then it all culminates at OT Rockwell, which, thanks to the size of that venue, we can really fit all the crawlers who are still left. And Rage Against the Supremes will be performing there, and there is no cover there or at the Spur for the music.
So people will be crawling uphill, which is unusual, but it's a good time to air out a little bit between venues.
Exactly.
I'm sure there are photo opportunities along the way, and I hope that there will be publicity out in force, because this is a great marketing event for the town, for the community, for like what fun and frivolity happens in this town before the tourists get here and we get too busy and maybe take ourselves a little seriously. Well, we never do that. But
no,
I love the idea of all these people out on Main Street. And I always love the idea of the person who's not from here kind of being like, what the heck is going on here? These people are awesome. So everybody get your outfit together. I would caution you, it is crowded. So when you make that Christmas tree costume or that giant right. snowman or you're a box, those people, I always think they didn't think it out. It's crowded. You're going to need to use the bathroom. Think yes. slimline. Think
well, able. And our good friend Paul Starwell has kind of become the mascot over the years in a giant Christmas tree, very elaborate costume. And let me tell you, speaking from experience hanging out with him throughout the night, you need to find a way for your costume to allow you to use the facilities.
Yeah, and you got to park him in the corner. Anyway, yes. So all of you who are going to stroll, put together some creativity and find us out on Main Street for the Santa Pub Crawl. Starts tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, goes to the late hours, dancing in between all the way. And thank you so much for calling in. Hillary.
Yeah. Oh, and can I just add one thing? If anyone, you know, forgot all of these details or needs to look it up on Facebook, you can go to Park City Santa Pub Crawl.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Ryan. Kick it back into our musical guests.
We still have with us Monty Powell and Anna Wilson from Troubadour 77, and you guys are performing tonight your CD release party for your new album, Selma Avenue. Reminder to everyone out there, doors are 7. The concert starts at 8 p.m. This is the perfect one if you have a sitter at home, you got to go and relieve. Will you guys play another song for us?
Yeah, we'll be happy to. I'm going to play a song called When We're Gone. And the music that we're making in Troubadour 77 is for the Woodstock crowd. And we're trying to make some new music for baby boomers. And so we understand where Frankie Paul is coming from. So this is about all the garage bands that we grew up playing in. We carried our own amps and drums. We set up our own sound. We played Sweet Home Alabama more times than we can count. And we'll play it again next weekend if it's shouted from the crowd. Until you ride a better one, son, don't be so damn proud, so damn proud. PB rigs and eighth grade gigs, endless dreams of gold Les Pauls. God bless Pete's Music City. You be Dwayne, I'll be Dickie, just bending them Ernie balls. Raise your hand if you ever had anything you ever wanted so bad. And keep it up if you ever sold a guitar that you still wish you had. We did it for the love, and for a dollar here and there, for those who came to see us, and the drums. Sisters and brothers on that stage, it's like we didn't have a choice. We were born to play, born to play, and it made us all believers in the power of a song. They were singing when we got here. Oh yeah, and they'll be singing when we're gone. And when the songbird cries no more, and my soul flies, I'm gonna knock three times on heaven's door. Look, St. Peter in the eye and say we did it for the love.
For the love.
Cause your boss made us this way. And if there's any angels jamming, sir, we sure would like to play. Find some long lost brothers. Play some old blues licks in E. Talk about the glory days of the 1970s that made us all believers in the power of a song. They were singing when we got here. Oh yeah. And they'll be singing when we're gone. Ooh. Ooh. Up on ooh. That stage they'll be singing. Still ooh. Singing.
Beautiful. Monty Powell, Anna Wilson. They are two of the members of Troubadour 77 playing tonight at OP Rockwell. I want you guys to tell us a little bit about the other musicians in the band, how you brought them together. And let's elaborate a bit about why the music of the late 70s was what it was.
Well, we have wonderful band members. We have another, Monty and I are married, and so we have another married couple in the band as well. So we're a little bit like, you know, Fleetwood Mac in the sense of two couples and a
and
drummer.
A crazy drummer.
And a crazy drummer. But our bass player is Cassie Wyand, and her husband, Austin Wyand, plays guitar. And they're just a great, talented couple. Nathan Chappell is our drummer, and we call him our spirit guide. If you come out to the show, you'll see why. He's got a great look. He's really, really cool. And they were all just kind of in our circle, you know, over the years. And when this music sort of presented itself and the muse came calling and we wrote these songs, we were like, we need some people to play and, you know, execute these songs with live, you know, rather than just doing them all acoustic all the time. And so we asked them, you know, if they would want to just jam and give it a shot. They did, and it went really great. So we're just really happy to have them in our band and making music together. And then as far as to answer your question about how is the music so great in the 70s, I just really think for me, they were just about melody, and they were about, you know, being confessional in their lyrics and talking about things that were going on. I mean, there were songs about social issues back then. I mean, things that were happening that were affecting people. And I think it really resonated with people. And it resonated so much that it had staying power and timelessness. And I don't know if artists are doing as much of that these days. And so I know that that's what resonates for me. Monty, I'm sure you have something to chime in on regarding that.
Well, I think that the classics sound was about the song and not so much about the things surrounding the song. And so we're very much a song-centric band. All I ever really wanted was for someone just to sing me a nice song. And without a melody, it's very difficult for me to get inside of it, you know? And so we're just really trying to bring back that combination of guitars and basses and pianos and drums and guitar solos and all the things that are in the sort of classic rock au revoir, we'll call it, and provide it to a generation of folks who haven't had that music provided for them in 25 years. So since the 80s, really, there hasn't been a whole lot of that music being made. And people are listening to the same 200 songs on their playlist. And we're trying to do something in 2017 that really harkens back to that time.
Also, I think that a lot of artists or people who are trying to get famous, I'm going to use air quotes there, they're chasing after a demographic who are young and they're influencers. And candidly, I think you guys told us in your last interview here that those folks are not who you're chasing after.
We're not chasing after them at all. They've got folks that are chasing them down on YouTube. And, you know, it's just really interesting. The music as an art form is one of the only places where the only entry ramp is if you're young. You could write a novel at 55 and get it published. Wilford Brimley didn't become an actor until he was 60. You could paint. It doesn't, only in the music business can you only get in if you're a teenager. Now, once you get onto the freeway, you can stay for the rest of your life, which is why Mick Jagger can perform at 70. But as a 56-year-old man who spent his entire life at the very top level of the music industry, there is no entry ramp for me and Anna to get into the industry, because you have to be 17 and you have to sing this kind of music. So we're really trying to change that. So we created our own ramp.
Or we're creating it with Troubadour 77. And really, we're seeking out older Gen Xers and baby boomers who don't have any new music being played for them. And we've even made a funny little thing that, you know, we're going to start carding people if they're under 35 and charging them a premium.
What are you doing here? You know, lately I've noticed this big resurgence of popularity for Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing a project with Billy Joel songs.
We are. Yeah.
And it's funny, though, because I don't think I've heard, I mean, my first album was Billy Joel, The Stranger. You know, you all have this, you do it when you're camping. What was your first album? And that was mine. And I knew every word. And that's what I belted out in the bedroom. But this was when I was a kid, Ryan. That's what I was singing.
I see.
Time. Okay. Tell us a little bit about that project. And this seems kind of another circle.
Yeah. Well, you know, once again, you know, we've been doing the music business for a long time. And I had made a record a few years ago called Countrypolitan Duets. And I had all these guest artists in country music and Americana and jazz guest on the record with me. And it was a really fun record. And Billy Joel's publisher got wind of it and says, how did you put this record together with all these artists? Do you think that you could do a similar thing for Billy Joel? And I said, yes, I think if I can do it for myself, I could do it for Billy Joel for sure.
That's awesome. They come to you.
It was pretty awesome. And so together, Monty and I executive produced this project. It's going to come out in 2018 called A Nashville State of Mind. And it's country, Americana, or any sort of artist that has a basis in Nashville, either lives there or has a connection to it. And we're calling it A Nashville State of Mind. And they pick their favorite Billy Joel, you know, songs and have reimagined it, you know, to pay tribute to him and his great music and to re-engage. He is re-engaging his fans with his tour and the MSG, you know, dates and things. So, but also younger fans, so.
And you just got a chance to catch up with him last night in person, did you not?
We did. Yeah,
we
two
did.
Nights ago.
Yeah, we got to sit down, have a nice chat with him. And mostly we talked about Troubadour 77. And he was thrilled. He was very supportive. He just laughed.
Well, we've had a great show, Ryan. Thank you so much for being my co-host while JW is on assignment. We want to thank all of our guests today. We had Frankie Paul, comedian, performing at Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Hilary Ryder from Santa Pub Crawl, which happens tomorrow night. And Anna Wilson and Monty Powell, who joined us in studio as our musical guests.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, the Utah Symphony / Utah Opera, Crandall Capital New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Services Utah Properties. Find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. Email us at morningmix@kpcw.org or listen to our podcast online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab.
And that's where you will be able to listen to this whole show again because there's nothing better than replay.
Thank you, Christy.
And thank you, Anna and Monty, and people will check you out tonight at OP Rockwell. Tickets are at the door or online, oprockwell.com, CD release party, and that's it. Thank you for joining us.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974. FredMarshallPainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And listeners like you, KP.